Ukraine is gearing up soldiers for a major Russian offensive anticipated in the upcoming months, likely before summer arrives, according to the Ukrainian president.
Zelensky underscored that foreign assistance must translate into tangible weapon systems, specifically crucial long-range artillery, to give Ukraine a fighting chance. His remarks followed the House's approval of a $60.8 billion aid package for Ukraine, Benjamin Wright reporting.
Hamas, the Palestinian militant group governing Gaza, lashed out at the U.S. House of Representatives after it passed a massive aid package that includes tens of billions of dollars for Israel.
The U.S. House greenlighted the bill on Saturday with House Speaker Mike Johnson securing Democratic backing. We view this move as confirmation of the official American complicity and partnership in the war of extermination waged by the fascist occupation army against our Palestinian people in the Gaza Strip, Hamas stated in an English language statement, Joseph Eckerson reporting.
North Korea claims to have conducted a cruise missile test featuring what its state-run media dubbed a super large warhead.
The surface-to-air missile test took place over the Sea of Japan, according to the official Korean Central News Agency. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency published a photograph purportedly depicting the missile launches, utilizing a mobile launching vehicle on what seems to be a runway, Chris Anderson reporting.
Senator Mark Warner, a Virginia Democrat chairing the Senate Intelligence Committee, said the potential sale of TikTok following congressional action is complicated, noting that allowing up to a full year for any transaction makes sense.
The video sharing app owned by a China-based company has faced scrutiny from U.S. officials for years over warnings that China's government could access its data and exploit it to manipulate or spy on Americans. But a renewed push targeting TikTok has gained significant momentum on Capitol Hill in recent months, posing its biggest threat yet. Liam White reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Rarely a day goes by without President Joe Biden mentioning insulin prices.
He promotes a $35 price cap for the medication for Americans on Medicare in White House speeches, campaign stops, and even at non-healthcare events nationwide. His re-election team has inundated swing state airwaves with ads referencing it in English and Spanish. Jessica Oakley reporting.
Two children are deceased and 15 people were injured after a woman drove her car into a child's birthday party, Sheriff Troy Goodness said in a press conference Saturday evening.
The 66-year-old suspect was arrested at the scene for suspected operating a vehicle while intoxicated, causing death, and is currently being held at Monroe County Jail, according to Goodno. First responders described the scene as extremely chaotic, Sheriff Goodno stated. Lawrence Keller reporting.
A man was transported to the hospital with injuries after a fire and an explosion at a house in the suburbs east of Baltimore, Maryland, a fire official said.
Fire crews responded to the two-alarm fire, the Baltimore County Fire Department said in a statement on social media. The house on Ridgemore Road in Essex, Maryland, appeared in photos shared by the department to have been completely destroyed by the blast. The injured man was transported to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Jim Kender reporting.
Taylor Swift's brand new album, The Tortured Poets Department, has officially begun shattering records following its highly anticipated release.
Spotify announced that the global superstar's new project broke a string of single-day streaming records as fans tuned in to hear the artist's 11th studio album. Swift's new work became the most streamed album in a single day in Spotify history, the music service said. I'm so proud of it. I cannot wait to share it with you, Swift said. Michael Wallace reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.